Everybody get ready for America's hottest new game show, Pasties Quiz Time! Introducing the host of the game. Some people call him Big Rich, some people call him Pasty. He is Pastor Richard Moran Jr. And introducing the contestants for tonight. Some people call this guy Crow. Some people call him Edgar Allan Moe, but you could just call him Moe. There you go.
And his beautiful opponent for tonight.
She is the royal, the regal queen. There we go. It's about to go down. Justin, you ready? You got your nice little shirt. Ooh, ooh, Let's see. Do a dance. There you go. There you go. There we go. I'm wearing a suit jacket. I haven't worn a suit jacket since prom. So you know this is a big day. This is a special event. Before we get to how this game works, Justin, why don't you tell us why you chose these two contestants in particular?
So, this game, it was my idea, because about a year ago, when Mark first started talking to Stephanie, he was like, yo, I love talking to Stephanie. Our conversations are so intellectual. I love talking to you guys, I can't talk to you. I can't talk to you like I talk to her. She's so smart.
And we just vibe intellectually. We on that different level. Let me tell you, Mo. You might not remember saying that, but he's been holding on to that for a year. Okay, you offended this man greatly. Like, he don't stop talking about that. So as soon as we did our game show, as soon as Pastor did the game show with us, he was like, oh, we're going to get Mo on this motherfucker because he thinks he's so smart.
Yeah.
So that's it. That's it.
That is
Stephanie, how are you feeling? Are you ready?
Oh, God.
I mean, as ready as I can be.
Okay, well, your headache is gone. That's beautiful. Pastor, why don't you explain how this game works, if you even remember, because we don't even know.
Justin. I said, I don't even think that's how that works.
Well, that's how it works today. Pasty, explain the rules of the game, and let's get playing.
We will be having two rounds, five questions given to each contestant. Each of the questions has a point value on it, 100, 200, 300, 400, or 500. In the first round, and I'll explain the second round when we get to it, when you're presented with a question, you can pass it if you don't want to take a chance at answering it. If you answer questions correctly, whether you get them and you accept the question, or if the person that you pass it to gets it correct, if you get the question correct, you get the points.
Ding, ding, ding,
if
ding,
you
ding.
Get the question wrong, you lose that number of points.
You suck.
If I pull a question out of the box I don't like, I'm not going to ask.
Okay, great. And then, so what are the stakes in this game? What could they win? Because there is a third round, right?
There is a third round where the winner of the first two rounds will have a chance to win $50.
Wow, 50 big ones. Definitely think of all you could do with 50 big ones. Yep. Not a lot in Jersey, but, you know, a little bit. That's cookie butter money.
I'm done.
So let's go. Whoa. Well, and you have a chance. You can win
$10. I'm not going to buy $50 worth of cookie butter. That's.
And you have a chance to win $50. You could win a lesser amount, which we'll get to when that round comes around. So let's begin. Let's commence. Who's going first?
Let's go.
Ladies first. Could you please pick a number one or a number two?
Two.
So Mo will be going first.
Wait, what? He said ladies first. Stephanie, pick a number.
I get to choose.
Okay.
It was like flipping a coin. Oh, sorry. Okay. I didn't stipulate.
You confused me.
I was like, thinking of one.
Okay.
All right. So we're mixing up the questions.
The crow's going first.
Very, very well. And this is the first question.
And
for $400, 400 points. Mo, if you are eating chicken Jalfrezi, what type of food are you eating? French, Italian, Indian, or Mexican?
You cannot have crows help you. The crows can't help you.
What is the name of the dish called again?
Chicken Jalfrezi.
Wow. I don't even know. You know this, Justin?
French.
That is incorrect. It is Indian food.
Oh, Indian food. Wow.
Wow. Okay.
Right.
Wrong.
Damn.
Justin's,
I'm going to guess Mexican.
Justin's gloating. Justin's feeling good right now. The worse you do, the happier Justin gets. All right, Stephanie, let's go. I got my money on you, too.
All right, Stephanie, for 100 points, onze is French for what number? 3, 8, 9, or 11?
11.
That is correct.
Whoa, I was going to say 8. Wow, Stephanie. Intellectual.
Yeah, but I'm lucky because I speak Spanish, so that's pretty close.
I thought I was going to say 8.
Oh, I thought it was 8 too.
That sounded like a 1, so any number that 1.
So, Justin, you would have got that right.
Yeah.
All right.
I would just like to say before we continue that I won the game on Pass the Show, by the way, so I'm a pro.
You did win.
I'm a winner. I won $40.
All right, I'm throwing that question out.
There you go. Gone.
All right. Mo, at any particular time, how many thunderstorms are approximately occurring in the Earth's atmosphere?
What the hell? Okay.
2,200, 800, 1,800, or 200?
1,800.
That is correct. Hey! For $500.
Weatherman Mo, fucking Al Roker over here. Look at that. He knows the weather.
All right. All right, came from negative 400 to 100 points.
Oh, you can get negative in this game?
Wait,
you get negative? I forgot about that.
You got the first question wrong.
Oh, I forgot. So every question you get wrong, okay, okay. Okay,
I'm throwing that question out.
All right, because when me and Justin was like negative 100, like 100.
You was
negative as hell. What are you talking about?
I came back.
You was like negative, yeah, but before you was like negative 800. My bad. 800.
Yeah, you were past 1,000 negative.
Oh, okay, well, before 1,000.
We don't talk about that.
It was on the show. They could see it.
No, we don't talk about
good.
That.
Let's let the queen answer.
Go on.
All right, for 500 points, Stephanie, approximately 75% of human waste is made of dust, sweat, air, or water.
Oh, come on. This is easy.
Dust?
What?
That is incorrect.
Dust, Stephanie? It's water. Are you crazy? 75% of your body's water, so what do you think is the waste?
Oh, I was thinking about like.
Oh, you disappointed me so bad.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I need to change my bet. I got to call my bookie now.
That's
crazy. My girl said dust.
So Stephanie and Mo just flipped. It is negative 400 to 100.
Oh. Wait, who got negative 100?
Bo has 100. Stephanie has negative 400.
Oh, so you got to come back, Steph.
Yes.
Damn.
And Stephanie and Mo, remember that you can pass that question to the other player before I get to the answer.
Right, okay. It's too hard.
Okay. All right, Mo.
Oh. Okay.
Which historic battle is featured in the TV series Outlander? This is for 400 points. 1, the Battle of Trafalgar. 2, the Battle of Culloden. 3, the Battle of Inkerman. Or 4, the Battle of Alma.
I don't know any of these.
I don't know any of these, so I'm going to go with 1. I've never seen the show.
That is incorrect. It was number two, Battle of Culloden.
Yeah.
So negative 400.
That's a boo.
Mo is at negative 300. Stephanie all has right. negative 400.
Now it's getting neck and neck.
Sorry, I'm not sure.
Were you tying your shoe?
Got to get rid of that one.
Said you was tying your shoe. What did you say?
I had a fry on my shirt.
Oh, okay. Interesting. Is that
all right?
Okay. Thank you for that information.
Stephanie, for 200 points.
That's right. Okay.
Which famous inventor invented the telephone?
Oh, come on. Thomas Stephanie. Edison,
Benjamin Franklin, Alexander Graham Bell, or Nikola Tesla?
Stephanie. Stephanie,
so can I answer?
Ring.
Can I jump in and answer the question?
The first one.
Whoa, hold on.
Thomas Edison.
What? It was Alexander Graham fucking Bell. Oh my god. Were you awake in class? I wasn't, but I was awake enough for that. Oh my god.
Wait, could I
thought that was a softball question.
Hold on, I gotta make a call. Hey, can I change my bed real quick? Because this is bullshit. Are you throwing the fight? Wow.
The score right now is negative 600, Stephanie, to negative 300, Maurice.
Oh my god.
All right.
Are we still questions?
No, you. But if somebody passes, you could take the question. Only if you pass, yeah. Like, if you don't like a question, Mo, you could say pass, and Stephanie has to answer it. So, like, that one with the wars, you probably should have passed that because nobody here knew what that was.
No, okay.
So
we have to do it before I read the choices.
Okay.
All right, Mo. If you are born on the 1st of January, what star sign are you?
Oh, come
Capricorn.
On.
Capricorn.
That is correct. Yeah, 300 points.
Okay, see, I would have gotten that one. That one's easy.
His girlfriend loves it. I would have been saying, yo, Jay would have been so disappointed if you would have got that wrong, bro.
So Mo got himself to 0 points, and Stephanie's at negative 600.
Womp, womp.
Come on, Stephanie.
Let's go. I want my suit for you.
All right, Stephanie, for 100 points.
Okay.
When did Salt Lake City host the Winter Olympics?
Skip.
What's that?
You're going to pass? Skip. She's going to pass.
Yep.
Pass. Okay, Mo.
All right.
When did Salt Lake City host the Winter Olympics? 1992, 1998, 2002, 2008.
I think I know
this one. Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Nothing about
that. Hold on.
1992 is incorrect. It was 2002.
Yeah.
So that's minus 100. Mo is at minus 100.
Hey, here we go, Stephanie.
And Stephanie is at minus 600.
She backed
So, down. Stephanie, you must answer the next two questions because Mo is at 5.
Okay.
For 100 points, for you here. How many players are in a cricket team? 8, 9, 10, or 11?
Come on.
A little cricket, eh?
8?
That is incorrect.
Oh, I was guessing 8.
It was 11. I knew it.
I was guessing 8.
I wish he passed that to me.
Minus 700. And the last question for this round.
Oh, boy.
For 200 points. What was the natural hair color of Marilyn Monroe?
Oh. Blue. You have a Marilyn Monroe sweater, so you better get this right.
Blue, red, or white?
Original?
This is for Stephanie, though.
Yes.
A natural color? Well, say the colors over there.
Blue, red, or white?
Red or white?
I mean,
red?
No, it's not for you. It's for Stephanie. White?
It's for Stephanie.
White?
That is incorrect.
She was an albino. It was Stephanie. Are you kidding me?
I didn't think she was a redhead.
It couldn't be blue because that's not a natural hair color. We know it wasn't white because she was an albino. I mean, do the math here. Wow. We gotta.
Can we restart
the game?
Can we restart?
No.
No. Justin, throw the towel in.
Let me accept dust.
All right. Score right now: Stephanie -900 to Moe's -100.
Crow.
Moe is leading by 800 points.
Crow is conquering.
So now this is where it gets interesting.
Oh, as if it wasn't interesting
enough. Like it hasn't been already.
Uh-huh.
So
let's see.
Where you could pass in the first round, if you pass this time and the other person wants to pass it back, they can.
Okay. The hot potato.
Now, in this box, there are some questions with an X on them. If you get one of the X questions, you just automatically lose those points.
Oh, I like that.
You didn't like that when we played. We were looking at it like he had three heads.
Did we have that?
Yeah, we were like, what the hell? Get out of here.
I think Gritty got an X. But if there are some footballer questions, soccer questions in here.
Oh, boy.
And since originally I didn't think that Gritty or Justin knew anything about European football, I said if you get a footballer question, you automatically get the points. So if I pull a footballer question for you, you automatically get all the points.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
So you have a chance of you get a chance of getting free points or getting points taken away just from a card getting pulled. We got it.
So I'm mixing up the questions.
Mix them up.
Come on, Stephanie.
Stephanie, you better get some lucky picks. Get some soccer.
All right, Stephanie, we're going to start with you.
You can make it back. Come on. You got a whole nother round.
For 200 points, how many elements are there on the periodic table?
Come on, you're in college. You know this.
58, 78, 98, or 118?
Pass.
Yeah.
Even I knew this.
What do you say, Mo?
I said 58. I don't know.
That is incorrect.
Is it 108?
It's 118.
Yeah, come on. Damn. That's the me and
I knew that.
Me and Justin are like the slowest here.
Bro, I slept inside.
Me too. That's why I don't know it.
Stephanie, come on.
All right. So the score now is Mo -300, Stephanie -900. So this is a question for Stephanie. Stephanie, which author is known for creating the character Hercule Poirot?
Come on, you like books?
As if they're all the same.
Stephen King, Arthur Cullen Doyle, Agatha Christie for 300 points.
Oh, is this related to you?
I actually had an Agatha Christie book. That's funny enough. It's mad old. So it was like I don't want to say anything. Okay, go ahead. I almost gave you like a free. This one, you can pretty much do math on this one if you think about it. Read her the things again. Do the math.
Which author is known for creating the character Hercule Poirot?
Now listen.
James Patterson?
Could it
Stephen
be
Stephen King?
Could it be him?
Arthur Cullen Doyle?
Could it be him?
Agatha Christie?
Could it be her?
Yes.
Oh, my Lord.
Oh, my goodness. James Patterson.
What?
That is incorrect.
Are you guys insane? That's like, he was like, that's like some 90s shit. Can I answer?
Yes.
It was the middle one. It was the one before Agatha Christie, right?
No. Agatha Christie.
I thought she wrote murder mystery books.
Yeah, she did.
And Hercules is a murder mystery?
Well, apparently that character was in one of her books.
Oh, wow. I would have got it wrong. Talking all this crap. Well, I knew it wasn't the first two. That's what I was saying. I mean, you could tell it wasn't the first two.
Now remember, Mo, you can pass it back if it's passed to you.
Mo's over to eat your fries.
All right. So back to Stephanie.
Okay.
For 200 points.
200 big ones. Let's go.
Please get this question right, Stephanie.
Oh, please. Please do.
Do you have any Italian in you at all?
Mm-mm.
Okay. In which city was covered in ashes during the eruption of Mount Vesuvius in 79 AD? Rome, Catania, Pompeii, or Naples?
Rome?
That is incorrect.
Oh, it was Naples.
It was Pompeii, right?
It was Pompeii.
That's what I was thinking.
I say that.
That's what I was thinking.
So negative 1,100 to negative 600.
Now, Mo, can I ask you a quick question about those fries? Are they unsalted?
Yeah. I think these ones are.
You think?
Yeah.
Okay.
But how do they taste?
Yeah, do they taste like they have salt on them?
All right, Stephanie, this question is going to you again.
Okay. Let's go. Here we go. This is it. This is your big chance.
For 300 points.
Wow.
Apart from water, what is the most popular drink in the world?
Oh, this is interesting.
One, tea. Two, coffee. Three, beer. Four, orange juice.
Coffee?
That is incorrect.
What? It's tea?
Tea.
Oh.
No way.
I drink it by the gallon, baby. We got to think about people in Britain and all that. They like the tea. It's tea time.
You figure there's 1 billion people in India and 1.6 billion in China.
And they like their tea.
Okay, yeah.
See, you got to just do the math on these. I was going with coffee too, Stephanie. I thought tea was right behind it.
Yeah.
You were going with coffee too, Mo?
No, tea, obviously.
Oh. That was my first thought, and I was like, nah, it's gotta be coffee. Nah.
All right, Mo.
Let's go.
Are the crows giving you the answers, Mo? Are you sure? Because we can't see your whole environment. So are you hiding crows over there? I don't know. They're whispering in your ear.
No crows on your shoulder.
I'm not even winning. They're giving me no.
You're winning.
Just because
you're negative, you're still winning because you're at a lesser negative.
You're closer to zero.
Yeah.
All right, come on, Mo.
Okay.
This is for 300 points. Mm-hmm. When is St. Patrick's Day? March 7th? March 17th, March 27th, or April 7th?
Come on, you should notice.
March 7th.
That is incorrect.
What? March 17th.
17th.
March 17th.
I don't know.
Stephanie, did you know that?
Yeah.
I was going to say the 14th, and then when I heard the 17th, I said, no, that's it. I always think it's the 14th.
All right. Mo has minus 900. Stephanie has negative 1,400.
Oh, how low Lord. Can we what a go? Deficit. Wow.
I was playing this game.
Justin, did you go that low? Did you go that low on yours?
I don't think so.
Damn.
So, Stephanie, for 300 points.
Mm-hmm.
When was the book To Kill a Mockingbird
by
Harper Lee published? 1950, 1960, 1970, or 1980?
Come on, it's your book.
Wait, didn't you read that in school?
I did, but I don't know when it was published.
Well, think about it. Just think.
Think.
Brain blast.
1970?
Oh, that fire is incorrect. It was 1960.
I was going to say 70.
I didn't say it.
I wish he passed it to me.
You knew that?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the fire alarm's going off my building.
All right. So Stephanie is at minus 1,700 and Mo is at negative 900.
Stephanie, you're doing great.
All right, Mo, for 200 points. Which body parts never stop growing? Nose and ears, eyes and teeth, hearts and lungs, ears and eyes.
Well, this is tricky.
Never, which body parts never stop growing?
Never stop growing.
So they always grow. So yes. What's the first one again?
Nose and ears.
Mm-hmm.
Eyes and teeth, hearts and lungs, ears and eyes.
I know what I'm going with.
Wait.
This is pretty easy.
Yeah.
Wait. I feel like you skipped up. What was the first one? I feel like you said.
Number one, nose and ears.
Okay.
Number two, eyes and teeth. Number three, hearts and lungs. Number four, ears and eyes.
Hearts and lungs.
What?
That is in.
What the hell? Isn't it D?
Teeth grow, though.
They don't keep growing. You're going to look like a fucking vampire. You're like a werewolf.
I mean,
it's D, right? It's D.
It was one. What? Nose and ears.
What?
No.
This thing definitely nose keeps growing. Look at it.
You telling me nose and ears don't grow as you get older?
That's what the question.
Wait, but you guessed heart and lungs.
Yeah, I know.
So why are you coming at us?
Because I felt like that's
you like duh, like you should have picked it then. At least I was closer with mine.
How are you closer?
Because mine wasn't a fucking internal organ. If your heart grows, you're gonna fucking die. You're gonna burst out of your chest.
Well, I was trying to figure out what does not grow.
What is this, John Q? Fucking hearts
does grow. Fucking heart does grow. That was the question.
Which body never stops growing?
Oh, all right. Well,
I'm growing again. Now I'm growing.
All right,
again. You're
at negative 1100, and Stephanie is at negative 1700.
All right, it's getting a little closer now. Stephanie, you got it. Let's go. Couple questions, and you're in.
Let's give this a big, big shake.
Shake.
Gonna mix them all around.
Shake it.
Let's get
come on. Football.
All right, Stephanie, for 100 points, who was George W. Bush's vice president?
Oh, political.
That is George W. Bush.
Mo knows it.
Kamala Harris. Joe Biden, Dick Cheney, or Al Gore?
Oh, I think I know this one.
You should.
How would I know? I don't pay
attention. Yes!
Yeah, Dick Cheney. There you go. Yay! Dick Cheney. Stephanie!
Finally.
Negative 1600 to negative 1100. All right, this is the final question for Mo.
I need to get closer back to zero.
Yeah.
All right, now that's a movie.
Wait, so does Stephanie have a chance at winning at all?
No.
Yeah, if Mo...
She's within 500 right now.
If Mo doesn't get this and she gets hers...
Stephanie, it's the biggest comeback of the year. Let's go. Let's go, Seabiscuit.
400 points, Mo. Woo. In which museum can you find Leonardo da Vinci's Mona Lisa? One, the Louvre. Two, Uffizi Museum.
Uffizi.
Three, the British Museum. Or four, the Metropolitan Museum of Art.
Oh, you gave me an easy one, the Louvre.
That is correct.
Wow!
That was an easy one.
Stephanie, you know what also was an easy one? The 75% water one. That was probably the easiest one.
All right, so Mo is at negative 700.
Yes, let's keep on the negatives.
Stephanie. Wait, so does she have a chance now, or is it?
Is it wrap?
No, I don't think she could catch him.
Unless the points are like a thousand.
Is there any way we can talk outside?
Unless Mo wants to Unless Mo wants to give her double points to make it more interesting.
Oh, no. Mo.
What do you say?
No, immediately. No. 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 No.
All right. So, Stephanie, what color is the M from the McDonald's logo? Blue, red, yellow, or black?
Yellow.
That is correct.
Wow. Yay.
That was for 100 points.
Big hundo.
So Stephanie finishes at negative 1,500 and Mo finishes at negative 700, which means that Mo is the winner.
Wow.
And goes on to the final round.
Ooh, Justin's booing. Justin don't like that. Mo can win some money now. Let's go, Mo. You want some more fries? What are you going to do?
I want more fries.
Oh, boy. Let's go.
So, wow. Mo.
Justin's pissed.
I'm going to be picking from the big box of questions, and these questions are either going to be worth 10 points, 20 points, 30 points, 40 points, or 50 points. You can win up to $50. So say you get a question for 10 points and you get it right, you can choose to answer another question to try to get the 50. You can't win over 50, but you can answer as many questions trying to reach the 50 as possible. Or you can decide if you get a question for $20 and you want to go home with the $20, you could say, I'm stopping right there. I'm taking my $20.
Stop right there.
And going home.
That's what I did. I got 40. I said, I'm going home with that 40, baby. I ain't messing around.
All right. For $30.
Oh.
Big deal. Relative to its size. What is the strongest muscle in the body?
Ooh.
One, the jaw. Two, the tongue. Three, the arm. Four, the thigh.
The jaw.
That is incorrect. Hey. It was the tongue.
Wow.
So that's it. He gets no money?
I would have gotten that one.
He gets no money.
Wow. You're done. That was coming out of the Greedy Knows Best credit card, so I'm happy as a clam, baby. Nobody gets money. Yay. Wow. We're saving money, Justin. We're doing great. That was amazing. Justin, how do you feel? Because this was your game that you set up. You picked these contestants. Tell us what's going through your mind right now.
I just want to say, both of you need to go back to school. And I don't want to hear nothing that you can't talk to us about something. You guys, you know, nothing. I knew more than you guys.
That is true. Me and Justin were like, damn, you didn't get that? You didn't get that?
I don't want to hear nothing.
I mean, in his defense, though, those are not topics that we ever discuss.
What do you discuss?
You went to school. You didn't discuss chemistry.
No.
We talked about some psychology and the different ways relationships perform.
I haven't been in like high school in how many years? I don't remember chemistry.
Me and Justin remember.
Seriously, we don't do chemistry in college. What's she going for it?
I did do chemistry in college, though. I just don't remember the amount of elements. I did
one. I do chemistry. There's some environmental
shit. Okay. Stephanie, do you have any final words?
I told you I was gonna lose. So
you did say that. Maybe you spoke it into existence. But well, let me tell you, you got some freaking softballs, bro. You need to go and brush up on something. You need to go pick up a book.
I am absolutely the worst at history, and I got so many history questions.
But let me ask you this. The water question? The dust? Water dust? Are we made of dust? It was shit that we.
Well, from dust we
no,
came.
No, let me tell you what happened.
From dust to dust.
I didn't think we were talking about. I misunderstood the question.
Did he know who made a phone?
Alexander Graham Bell. Ring, ring.
I definitely didn't pay attention in history.
Wow. Mo, what would you like to say? You almost came out victorious. I mean, you came out victorious. You did. Because
Mo
you
is so ambivalent to this whole thing.
Beat Stephanie.
He's sucking on those French fries.
He's enjoying the fries. That is true. So you won, but you didn't win any money. So how do you feel about this?
I was really happy to participate. It was fun.
We were happy that you were here to participate as well because you didn't want to do this. What did you realize?
There's my question.
Oh, yeah, Pastor, you kind of messed up a little bit.
My specific question.
Justin had a specific question that he wanted you to ask as Mo's first question.
Oh, that's right.
Good night, abuela.
Night. Do you remember the question? Say it, Justin. What is a diphthong?
Diphthong, yeah.
Do you know what that is, Mo?
No.
Tell everybody why you chose that question for him, Justin.
Because he explained it on the No Name Yet podcast.
No, not he. Mo didn't explain it.
No, Pastor explained it.
Yeah, okay.
And I just thought Mo should remember it.
Right. So Mo inquired about what that was, and you said, he should know what that is! He's so fucking smart! So I was like, you know what, Pastor? You should make that the first question for Mo, but today was just a wild day. We couldn't put it in the question box. It is what it is. Well, what is on the camera? What is that, your thumb? What is it? Oh, there you go. I was like, what is that? I thought you were blurring yourself or something.
I was laughing so hard, I forgot.
Yeah, so that would have been... He would have got that wrong. So now, at least you know that he would have got it wrong. Any final statements for you, Pastor?
No, I thought that the contestants played very well.
Thank you.
And I'd love to do it again sometime.
Yeah, maybe we'll have to do.
Time. I'm gonna beat Maurice the next time.
You want to do it again? Oh Lord! Well, I was thinking. I was thinking. So maybe we can since I won mine against Justin. It's only fair that me and Mo go head to head next time. Because Stephanie, you got to go to the losers bracket. So you got to go to Justin. You and him got to go.
All right, fine.
Yeah, because you can't even talk right now, Graham Bell. You got nothing to say. Well, listen, everybody, thanks for watching. We had a lot of fun. And maybe there will be another Pasties quiz time. One, two, see you then. Three,